ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up this week. I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And Asa Gray.
Hello.
And I forgot Mandy wasn't going to be here, so I didn't invite Lindsay. So it's just the three of us. I feel a little bad about that.
I mean, you should.
Today was her first day back at work, so she may not have wanted to anyway.
Oh, I assume she was working. That's why she wasn't here. You could have just gotten away with it.
Let's pretend that happened. All right, listen,
you can
everyone.
Edit that out.
I'm not going to edit it. I just need everyone's trust that they won't tell Lindsay.
So tell Lindsay?
Yeah, just between the three of us. This won't get out. It's fine.
All right. I'm going to start off the show today with a little bit of a correction from last week when we were talking about Sabrina, the new show that we thought CW passed on and Netflix picked up. Apparently that is not the case. The more accurate assessment of what happened is that Netflix poached the series from CW by offering them a big contract with two seasons up front. So, yeah, just a correction. The show isn't so bad that CW said, nah.
CW.
CW. CCW is a wrestling thing that's local.
CCW did not pass on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
But I feel
they would've. Sabrina. I don't know.
Somebody's got to fight Little Bit.
Sabrina versus Little Bit? I'd watch it. Jason.
Book it.
All right, so anyway.
They don't listen to this show. It's fine. We can do that bit.
Well, yeah, but everybody else is very... Well, not everybody else. No, a lot of people that listen to the show.
Yeah.
A lot of people that listen to the show are very confused right now, and I apologize for that. Anyway, so yeah, correction. So I'm even more excited about this show now because I was apprehensive thinking that, wow, CW passed on it. Gross.
It's bad whenever Netflix was able to throw down more money than CW.
I mean, they just spent like $90 million on a movie.
They did.
I don't know where it's coming from, but Netflix has money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a stupid amount of money. Because the thing is with, like, the thing that confuses me about Bright is they spent, like, $92 million on it. And then they don't...
There's no movie ticket sales.
Yeah, there's no ticket sales to that.
Yeah.
It's just, that's all just in that tent. Maybe that's why my membership went up a dollar.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, I guess, like, how many subscribers globally of Netflix are there? Like, it's over 10 million easily, right?
I mean, paying subscribers or people who watch Netflix?
Now, this is just, like, I'm reading. I just typed in Netflix subscribers. This is the most recent thing from October 16, 2017. Netflix adds 5.3 million subscribers during the third quarter, beating analyst estimates. So add 5.3 million every month for $11.
I mean, they added 5.3 million to what they already had.
Yeah. But I'm just saying,
that
was back in October, so 3 months ago. So then add that number up three times on top of what they've already had.
Well, you can't.
That's not how that works. That's not how that works at all.
But either way, adding 5.3 million people like in a quarter is that's a substantial number of people. So if you look at it, like if they were considering it as for that month, all of those monthly subscriptions went to paying for that movie, that would be a hot ticket item, like in theaters. Because it's about, like, a month of Netflix is about the cost of a ticket to a movie theater.
It's less than.
Yeah, that's really true. But not significantly, because we can see a movie for $6.
Is that price still honored now?
Yeah. If you go before 11 o'clock.
See, because when I went to Justice League, it was almost 10.
Hmm. Did you see it in one of the fancy theaters, maybe?
I don't remember.
But I know last time I looked, if you go before 11 o'clock any day of the week, it's $6 still. Hmm. At least that's what it was as of a month and a half ago or something like that, 2 months
right.
ago. Regardless, if they look at it like that, then, yeah, I mean, that's still a solid outing for any movie in a movie theater. Like, not great, but solid.
But that's also, that's pretending that Bright was the only original they made that year or whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You just look at it that month.
Mm-hmm.
You take that month of subscriptions and say, like, all this money is going towards Bright and then keep going.
Yeah, I don't know. It's on top of all of the other stuff plus like server costs. Like, I know that's not what you're saying. That's how that works, but it's weird to me that they can just make money spending that much.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Like, maybe I'm wrong. If you bought a subscription to Netflix just so you could watch Bright, please write in and let us know.
That would be really interesting to know. But yeah, I wonder what the upkeep cost for Netflix. I'm sure that information is public. Since they have to report, it's a corporation, so they have to report spending, at least in categories.
I keep putting in Netflix earning 2017, and I'm seeing, like, third quarter, 2 point something billion versus 2 point something billion. Like, I'm not a financial expert by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a
Which
lot
if,
of money.
If they're making $2 billion in a quarter, then never mind.
Then yeah, they got all
they can make as many brights as they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I know it's an extraordinarily profitable business model, and they're going to lose a lot of money with the death of Ned. Nah, we're not going to get into it. moving on to the actual content of the show here, I'm going to start with Sylvester Stallone had an announcement about Expendables 4. And I understand that there are only about a dozen or so of people out there, including myself, that like these movies. But I'm really excited that
there's
going to
be a fourth
one. The
first one was
fun. No, there's not dozens. I worked at a movie rental place. I remember Expendables. I think it was 3. I remember Expendables 3 hitting rental. I couldn't keep that damn movie on the shelf. We're like 50 movies, keeping all of them in the, like, it was a hard movie to keep in.
I mean, I believe it. It was a good movie. It's a great popcorn flick. That's
the first one's a great popcorn flick, but like 2 and 3 just, I don't know if it was just like the novelty of like what those movies are. Because the first one's like, we're just taking all the 80s action stars, we're throwing them together, and we're blowing everything up. Awesome. Hey, we're going to do it again.
With more movie references.
Okay. Hey, we're doing it again, but this one has Ronda Rousey. Why, though?
She's under 30.
So that's the thing. Like, the reason I like these movies is because they are truly like, turn your brain off. You don't have to think about that movie at all.
Oh, you mean Expendables isn't high art? What?
Yeah, no, there's no critical thinking. Like, the plot line is super basic. You just watch that movie and enjoy stuff, like enjoy the fight scenes and the explosions.
Sky is blue, water is wet.
That's what I like about those films, and they're fun to me. So yeah, I'm excited about a fourth one.
You guys can't see his smile, but it is the most earnest smile I've ever seen. He said it in the pre-show, and I just looked at him and said, why?
It's a guilty pleasure, I'll admit it. That's not true. I don't feel guilty about it at all.
No, yeah, like what you like.
It's not even guilty pleasure. It wasn't, why do you like these movies? It's, why are we covering it on Nerd Up, and why are they making a fourth one?
Has The Rock been in any of these yet?
No.
So that's four, right?
Probably.
Like, Rock has... Stone Cold's been in one, hasn't he? Okay.
I think. I'm pretty sure he was in
the third one. It's not worth looking up. It's...
Again, I know Terry Crews has been in them.
Right.
I love me some Terry Crews.
Right.
Because Ethan there.
I remember him doing the red carpet and just, like, taking off his shirt.
Yeah. He likes to do that.
And, like, Jason Statham just, like, pointing and laughing, like, this guy.
And he really likes to do that in pretty much anywhere he can, and I don't blame him.
No, yeah, if I looked like Terry Crews, catch me in a shirt. I dare you.
It's going to be hard. That's like finding the unicorn.
It's ice out. It's like 6 degrees outside right now. Yeah, no.
He was in the first Expendables.
Stone Cold
was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, yeah, because he was the like second in command of the bad guy.
Yeah. I knew he was a bad guy. I just didn't remember which movie it was in.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, those movies have so little content, they kind of bleed together with what's in what movie.
Oh, yeah. But no. What? Like, give me The Rock as the bad guy in the fourth one, and I'm on board.
Yes. Yes, please.
Like, that
he would
that
kill
would sell
all
me.
Of them. What,
he would try with bullets and martial arts and explosions.
Yeah. Yes, please.
It would be like that scene in the Star Wars movie. Just fire everything on him. They would, and then The Rock would just emerge.
Except it's just a bunch of bullets that are The Rock.
All right, so Expendables 4, we don't have a release date or anything like that. Sly just said, like, it's coming. So here we go. We also got a release window for Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which I'm super stoked about because everyone knows our feelings here on the show.
Please don't
towards
make
those
me
movies.
Cry for a third movie in a row.
They're gonna. It'll be early 2020 is what I read. So it's a ways out, but, you know,
it's only coming. 2 years away.
I'm going to need them to bump that up. Just go ahead and
move that forward like they're doing with Deadpool.
Yeah.
That one got moved up 2 months.
Yep.
And I'm super excited about it. We're now getting it in April instead of June.
May 18th.
Okay. So then it would have been July.
1 month. It was originally supposed to be January 1st. And now it's coming out May 18th.
Whoa, January 1st?
June 1st.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No, it was supposed to be June 1st, and now it's coming out May 18th.
For some reason, I had 2 months in my mind that it moved up, but okay. No, that's fine.
No, it's like 3 weeks.
Yeah, so it's moving up almost a month.
We'll take it.
Yeah, no, I will absolutely take it, especially since we got a couple of pushbacks.
It found out that Solo movie was just going to be garbage, and they're like, we can take it.
We got this one, guys. We have Disney money behind us now.
Not yet.
Yeah, no, that movie was not made with Disney money.
No, that movie was made with Fox money, which is still a substantial amount of money.
The Disney's looking like, oh, we need some. Now we need something to make money in May.
Yeah. Yeah. Fox's other shows, or other movies, though, like in the comic book vein, Gambit lost its director. So what was already an unclear release window is
we're never going to get it.
Yeah, but I say, I've been hearing about this movie since like 2010. Yeah,
we're going to get it in the MCU. We're going to get Gambit in the MCU.
If they keep Channing Tatum, I will absolutely just like, I would prefer that, honestly.
No, I really want Channing Tatum as Gambit.
Put Kevin Feige in front of a Channing Tatum Gambit Solo movie in the MCU. Yes, please. I would very much take that.
Yeah, I'd take it. I would really like the MCU to somehow give me a 90s X-Men roster movie with the same costumes.
Easily.
Have you seen what they're wearing?
I want it.
Like, watch Ragnarok, watch Guardians of the Galaxy. They can do those costumes.
Oh, I know they can.
Mm-hmm.
I want it, is what I'm saying. But, you know, we still don't know exactly how they're going to fit the mutants in with the Inhumans and everything else. Like, we don't know what that's all going to be.
Be ready for an end credit scene.
Because the thing about the 90s X-Men, like...
Who's the creepy kid from the Max Landis superhero movie? Where there's the three teens who find the alien thing?
Yeah, it's Chronicle.
Chronicle.
I haven't watched that movie.
Okay, the creepy kid from that. He's also the creepy kid in everything. Valerian.
And he was in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Harry Osborn.
Him is Morph.
Yes. You haven't seen Chronicle?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's so good.
I've heard that, and I do want to see it at some point.
It's solid.
I really like that movie. What happened?
Don't worry about it.
Jesse is closely following the football game, so he might get distracted as the show goes
on.
It's
done.
Okay.
Damn it.
So anyway, yeah. Oh, God, I completely lost train of thought. I'm really sorry.
90s X-Men movie in the Marvel MCU.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely love to see that. The problem is, like, that 90s X-Men TV show basically started under the premise that the X-Men had been around for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can do
They're screwing with so many, like, alternate worlds, or they're starting to at this point. You could easily bring in the...
Do we have any alternate worlds in the MCU?
Do we not? Like, isn't
I think it's all been one universe. Help me out.
Doctor Strange? Didn't they kind of start playing with that a little?
I think they played with it, but I don't think it's, like, going into it at all.
I mean, plus, in general, Marvel, like, okay, so it hasn't happened yet, because I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen in The Avengers with the Infinity Stone. Because, like, that, I think that's what's going to kind of start opening up.
Worlds and stuff.
Multiverse.
So it would be pretty easy for them to bring in a team of X-Men from a world where there's really not Inhumans and mutants are just around.
It'll be Robert Downey Jr.'s last scene in the entire MCU. He's going to drive up on the X-Mansion. That's going to be the end credit scene. We'll see Xavier School of Gifted Youngsters. And then it'll cut to black. And then
I don't want that at all.
I mean, that's how they did it with Spider-Man and it worked really well.
Yeah, but... It's easier to believe that we have not seen Spider-Man involved in any of this.
Because he's just street-level.
Than the X-Men.
And also, like, even then, like, Spider-Man was actually mentioned even in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Because they've been planning it for a while, and they talked about, like, yeah, we got a kid with spider powers, and it was a throwaway line in Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, it's believable for Spider-Man for an entire, like, portion of the human race that's developing powers. Like I said, in my opinion, the most plausible way to see it is that you've got these people forming powers that didn't eat the fish. And then they realize that they're not Inhumans, they're something else. That, in my opinion, is the...
I just wish we could have started with the mutants and the X-Men. It would have been just a million times better because, like, no amount of storytelling is ever going to make me think that the Inhumans are even remotely comparable to the importance of the Marvel Universe, like, ever. And now it's like it's the same thing that I've had. This is the same problem I've had with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is it's just like, man, you're just doing the mutants, but it's not, because you can't.
Yeah. I do like what they're doing with the Inhumans currently in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, mm-hmm. in the current run. This season I thought was going to be really bad because of the premise,
right?
But I've actually been really enjoying it. Like, it's good stuff. I keep meaning to talk to Hunter about it. Hunter, hit me up in the chat.
in your own personal inboxes, because you have those. when one-on-one conversations happen, those can just happen
that
between
way we don't spoil
the
it.
Two people. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, either way, because I have been really enjoying the season. Anywho, so yeah, that got pushed up, going all the way back to what we were talking about before. And I guess I don't know if it's because of the buyout or what kind of problems they're having. But yeah, Gambit lost his director. I think that's unrelated. But New Mutants got pushed back 10 months. We're now getting that one February 22nd, 2019.
That's fine.
I want that movie, though.
I mean, I like the idea of that movie, but why are you calling it New Mutants? That makes me think of like a whole other thing.
I mean, that's kind of what the New Mutants comic book was about. Like, it had kind of the similar
mutants
feel to
mutants being
it.
Trapped in a haunted asylum?
The supernatural stuff.
Yeah, I always think of New Mutants as like Teen Titans to the Titans.
Yeah.
Type deal.
I mean, they've had runs like that too, but...
But this seems very much just like a haunted house story.
Yes, it does.
And I'm like, that's a weird thing to...
Because
the
idea is just
on.
That, like, these are new mutants.
Right.
And they're being taken in this house.
Yeah, it just seems weird.
It does.
Like...
I'm sure it's going
to
be awful.
I was probably going to see it, because it's like, it's a weird, like, we're doing an X-Men movie, but it's a horror movie. Okay. Just the branding behind it. But yeah, and then this whole 10-month thing does not inspire confidence.
No, it really doesn't, because I'm the same way. Like, I want to see this movie in full confidence that it's not going to be good, mm-hmm. but I want to see it.
Right.
So
you want to see a dead body?
Yeah, effectively. That's the... So anyway, and we've also got a little bit more information about X-Men. Kitty Pryde appears to be getting a solo movie that's going to be written, produced, and directed by Tim Miller.
They could have already done this. They've done Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Ellen Page again?
We
don't
say.
Have any.
I don't have any information about it other than Tim Miller's working on it.
Because I liked her as... That was who Kitty Pryde was in.
Ellen Page, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I liked her in that. They basically turned a Kitty Pryde story into a Wolverine story, which the movie that we got was actually really good, I thought.
Yeah, no, I love Days of Future Past. Like,
but again, this is one of those things where it's like, I would rather get a Kitty Pryde solo movie in the MCU.
Agreed. So I'm like, and it's one of those things, like, I don't know what we need to figure out what's going to happen with the mutants in the MCU sooner mm-hmm. rather than later,
especially if Fox is still going to be putting out these movies set in their own
universe. I don't,
and that's what I think. That's why I think like the second Avengers movie or Avengers 4 is going to be one of the Infinity Stones, like just cuts the universe in half or like opens a portal.
So you're
to
thinking
this
we're
going
to get Secret Wars in the MCU?
Less Secret Wars and more like, I mean, kind of, I guess. But basically, I could see it being that is the key that unites the Fox universe to the Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. Because then you can kind of keep, which don't do it because it's all so messed up with the retcons and redone of the X-Men universe.
Yeah, at this point, I would much rather a full reboot of the X-Men universe.
But I mean, this is a way that you could just kind of
keep what you had.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like, I could see that happening. I hope it doesn't, but I could see it.
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Like I said, I really want more information on what Disney's going to do with this
with the
new news. Properties. One day.
But I want it now.
I know. I want to know now.
I'm not a patient man.
I feel like if Disney did this, they have already had a plan, and Kevin Feige just needs to get on it. And
like
letting us know.
There's been a contingency plan for like 4 years now. We're like, no, we've known how to do it. We just haven't been able to do the buyout yet.
Post-Avengers. Post-Age of Ultron. Like, now they're like, okay. Now we got them for after Infinity Wars.
Yep. We'll have to see. And I'm also really pumped about a Fantastic Four movie because I feel like the MCU...
I am pumped for Doctor Doom in the MCU.
Who cared about Guardians of the Galaxy before MCU put one out?
And that's the bad thing.
No one.
But people knew who Fantastic Four are, though. They at least had a cartoon.
I mean,
they did.
And they also, there hasn't been a, like, Razzie Award-winning Guardians of the Galaxy anything.
It's true.
But whereas people, especially, like, casual fans, like, Fantastic Four, yeah, wasn't that the one that sucked? Which Both one? Times? Doing all that. Three times.
Yeah, they're like, doing that one again?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I get it.
Like, they clearly Marvel and Kevin Feige will do a Fantastic Four movie way better. I will see that movie, but I don't care nearly as much as my excitement for Doctor Doom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And even Galactus. Like, give me those. I don't care about Mr. Fantastic at all. Give me Tom Holland and whoever they get to play Johnny Storm. Make that friendship happen.
Yes.
Hulk and Thing. Give me that.
That frenemy moment.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah, no, I'm down. Like, there's a lot of things that the Fantastic, but in order for us to get any of that cool stuff, we first have to have a Doctor or a Fantastic Four movie.
Oh no, you're right. It's just like everything that I'm excited about for Fantastic Four
happens after they release.
Comes
that movie.
Out of their not in their standalone.
Right, right. We'll have to see how it goes. All right, next section of the podcast: comic books. It is brought to you by our good friends at Villainous Grounds. Head on up there for some great comic books and a great cup of coffee, and some good conversation.
Are they still doing the River Radio thing?
That was only on that Thursday.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, and they sold out in 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't realize they sold out that quick. I was telling people that night about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Well,
no, they sold out in 2.5 hours. I was keeping up with it, live updates.
I'm really glad that I got a couple.
I think we got the same amount. My mom bought me one.
There you go. Yeah. Well, don't worry about that, guys.
Never mind. Sorry.
Inside stuff. Villainous Grounds, and we're through.
Villainous Grounds. Ask them about that. It's a great story. All right. The Ultimate Universe. We talked about it last week. Bendis teased the Ultimate Universe at the end of one of his current books.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know exactly what was happening with that, whether or not it was confirmation that the Ultimate Universe was coming back, what's going on. But Bendis has confirmed that the Ultimate Universe is back, and it's because the fans have been petitioning for it for a while. Marvel agreed to bring it back. However, we have no information on what they're going to do with it, if anything.
Because why would they tell Bendis at this point?
Right.
Like, they would not. Yep. He's now a DC employee.
That is correct.
So,
and we did get confirmed Action Comics number 1000 is going to be his first book in DC.
I'm going to need it.
I'll probably buy it.
I mean, just for the collecting aspect of, like, this is
Bendis' first DC
book. Plus, I mean,
and it's Action Comics number 1000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So time, because this is kind of funny. Last time I was in Villainous Grounds, I think this was like a week or two ago. It was Wednesday whenever I walked in, and Dave was just like, "Hey, I haven't listened to the podcast yet. Was there anything we needed added to your list yet?" He literally said it to me. I was like, "No, I don't think there was anything we need to add." So, Dave, if you're listening, please, Action Comics 1000 in my box.
All three of us.
Yes. Please and thank you.
Yep. Please and thank you. And if you guys are listening out there and wondering what we're talking about, hit up Villainous Grounds. They'll pull comic books for you that you want to buy each month,
mm-hmm.
and it would add no additional cost.
Bagged and boarded.
Ready
that's
to
a
go.
Huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's way better than you do at a lot of comic shops.
Yep.
Most of the time you have to buy those separately, and they're they're cheap.
Like 10 cents.
I mean, well, you
have to buy them in bulk.
Yeah, but you buy them in bulk.
Well, no,
yeah.
I know some places, like, I think the one on KP would do it, like, he would charge you, like, 5 or 10 cents for bags and bags.
Right. Like, some places will do that, but a lot of places you do just have to buy your own.
Yep.
So.
And then, yeah, the last place that I went to where they would do a charge for it was, like, $1 extra to get it bagged and boarded.
So, yeah, that's nuts. So do you think that there is any chance that Ultimate Universe is only happening because Marvel has sour grapes about Bendis leaving?
No, because this was all, like, Bendis wanted to do this.
No, I mean, Bendis wanted to do it, yes. But now Bendis is leaving. So, hey, I'm going to create a whole universe. Bye.
I would like to think that they're not doing that because Bendis was such a good...
And the only reason that I'm putting that is just because look at what they have done to tank Fantastic Four and X-Men. Just because they didn't have access to that property. I don't think that it's something they would do. I would definitely hope it's not something
you're
that they would do.
At past experience.
And I don't want that to happen, like, because a lot of people really like the Ultimate Universe.
So what you're saying? Marvel sour grapes going to tank Ultimate Universe?
Like, they're bringing it back and they're going to do, like,
dumb
it's
stuff.
Not going to be good.
I mean,
don't get me wrong, like, because they could just do the Fantastic Four thing and just be like, no, it's staying dead.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to come back.
And
it's
also, just, like, I feel like. I don't think they would do that. Like, it makes no sense. Like, other than the pure pettiness of it,
yes.
Because
Jesse, what year are we in?
The year of our Lord 2017. 18.
18.
18. Anyway.
It would even mean more likely in 2017.
That's true.
I'm still iffy on this year.
Yeah, well. It's one of those things that it's in their best interest to keep putting out good content, especially now that DC is actually
winning.
Yeah. Like, they're, well, not just winning, like, they went from. They kind of pulled a Jacksonville Jaguars for a football reference out there. They went from irrelevant to winning.
DC was never irrelevant because DC had Batman.
I mean, that's true. But even with Batman, like...
They were losing handedly, yes. But they were never Image.
Oh, no.
Like, and when I... I mean, no disrespect to Image, but like...
Walking Dead has been around for a minute now.
I mean, that's fair, but I mean...
Image has a lot of other stuff, too. But no, like, yeah, Image still sells a lot
of
stuff.
DC was always number two.
Yeah.
Solidly.
Yeah, they were a solid number two. But, like, it just, it wasn't even close.
No, like, yeah, you're 100% right. But to say it was irrelevant is...
I feel like Marvel thought that.
Oh, probably.
Because, like, they were so far ahead.
And it's that kind of, like, whatever. That it's, and again, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't want it to happen. But at this point in history, I'm just kind of like, oh, it might,
anything
though.
Could happen.
I'm nervous.
I mean, if it sucks, it's not because... I think if the new Ultimate Universe or whatever they're going to do with it, I think if it's bad, I think it's just going to be because it's bad. I don't think they're going to tank it on purpose.
Right. And
I feel like they're going to tank it because... Somebody's going to do something stupid.
They're going to put that Scarlet Spider art.
Yeah, like, it's going to be stuff like that that's going to tank it. I don't think it's going to be, like, a...
And they think that's good.
Yeah, good on them. But, like, I think it's going to be an internal, like, no, we just made a lot of really bad stuff for, like, a year on their Ultimate Universe, and now it's tanked, if it does that. Know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, like, yeah. I, this isn't, like, a hard prediction that I'm making. I'm not saying this is for sure going to happen. It's just,
yeah.
I don't think it's out of the question that it could.
Yeah, I'm not going to underestimate how petty some people can be. But like I said, I don't think that, I think we're all in the same boat where we don't think that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're just recognizing it as a possible scenario.
Because if it is out of pettiness, F a Marvel, because that was one of your, like, he made so many characters of yours, like, relevant again, just to be like, and we're going to crap all over everything he did.
Because now, like, he's going to our biggest competitor, who's currently beating us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, DC's throwing that Rebirth money around, signing Bendis.
Be like,
that's a big deal.
It's kind of like if Eric Bischoff moved to WWE like the week after they beat him in the ratings for the first time.
And I'm really sorry for you guys out there that do not care about wrestling or football.
Because this is the only way we know how to talk. We're not talking about nerd stuff. It is wrestling. But like that... But they didn't, like, WWE never went out of their way.
All right, we can't argue, like, how good the metaphor is. We're going to move past that right now. I'm shutting that down.
Well, I'm happy I was able to finish my point.
You were going to... Never mind.
It wasn't a good one.
Sean Murphy. So if you guys were wanting to see what exactly Sean Murphy wanted to draw for White Knight, because he's talked about this before, like, in various tweets and interviews, he's wanting an R-rated version of Batman White Knight once it's done. I guess he's petitioning to try and release an R-rated version of the trade, and it would include adult language and nudity.
It's literally the difference between PG-13 and R. They want to put, like, boobs in it and one F word.
Yep,
there it is.
And if you guys want to see the panel that he, like, there's so far in the four books, there's one panel, or there's one panel that would have nudity, unless Sean Murphy wants to put other stuff. But he has released the unedited version on his Twitter. You guys can find it online. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's there. You guys can find it. I don't know. I doubt that DC is going to let him do an R-rated Batman story, but or release an R-rated Batman book.
I mean, The Dark Knight was pretty... Granted, I mean, it was a whole different time when those came out, yeah, but I mean, there have been pretty... violent. Well, again, it goes back to the whole, like, oh, well, super violent, that's fine, but
yes.
Ooh, a titty? No. Uh-oh. I'm scared.
Yeah, no, that
my
is
mind
the problem
is corrupted.
Because you are correct. Like, those
I'm thinking back to that Batman issue, like, fairly recently with Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
And, like, that was probably one of the most graphic deaths I've seen in a long time in a comic book.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, they've done, oh, wait, not nudity.
Yeah.
So...
And I mean, yeah, that goes back to just a problem with how we rate things, because ultra-violence is fine,
mm-hmm.
but even the smallest amount of nudity is no hard pass.
Well, Jesse, think of the children. Won't someone please think of the children?
No.
Okay.
All right, video games. This section of their podcast is brought to you by our good friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their fantastic content at www.ps2jshow.com.
Still waiting on an email.
I'm sure he's still waiting on a friend request.
Yeah. I still haven't hooked up my computer.
Like I'm so happy you're committed to this bit, but at the same time, there's an olive branch that needs to be extended first.
I just got to hook up my computer. I still need an Ethernet cord.
I have listened to the most recent PS2J. I don't think I've caught the reference yet. If he's gotten back, like, to going back on your bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Josh, if you're listening, let's go ahead and get this started because he's really wanting to do it. So
I just want an email. That's all I want. I'm not looking for a feud.
Josh, just send him an email saying hi. I'll send you his email address.
That would actually be the best possible.
It would.
Okay.
Just, hey, what's up, Asa?
Merry Christmas. Yeah, make sure you throw that in there. Just Merry Christmas, Asa. So anyway,
video games.
We've got quite a bit of video game stuff here today, which is why I reserved half the show for it. First of all, just a quick shout out to Awesome Games Done Quick. They finished up their stuff, managed to raise $2.2 million for the Prevent Cancer Foundation. It is the okay. It didn't roll off the tongue quite as well as I thought it did when we were talking about it before. Anyway, right. Prevent Cancer Foundation. My God, words are hard. So, yeah, quick shout out. Great job, guys. And, you know, kudos to everyone that donated, all that good stuff. Cool stuff. Overwatch League, that actually started this week. For those of you that are unfamiliar, we talked about it a few months ago when it got announced. Overwatch has started an actual esports league, similar to how you would have, like, the NFL or the MLB. Cities have teams. They compete. There are going to be playoffs, a championship, etc.
Well, you say they all have teams. Each city has a team. But they're all Korean. All right, that's not fair. 95% of the league is Korean.
That's too high.
All right, yeah.
50% I'd give you.
I will say, because, like, whenever we were over at your place for D&D on Friday, Andrew and Steven were watching one of them. And it was the, like, oh, it's the new whatever the New York's team is.
Excelsior.
They cut to their team celebrating after, like, a win or something. And it like, and you're right. And it was just like, and I was like, and because, like, none, they were all speaking Korean, which I'm like, which is cool. But I was confused because I was like, wait, I thought they said that was the New York team. And I assumed it was like a local. People from, like, yeah.
So, yeah, no one ever.
They drafted because, like,
they drafted.
That was my comment.
They drafted the best players.
Yeah.
All of the best players are.
Most of them, yeah. There are competitive teams that aren't full Korean. New York Excelsior is entirely composed of Koreans. There is a Korean team, Seoul Dynasty.
Yeah, Dynasty.
Yeah, and yes, they are the number one team in the league right now. New York Excelsior is a good team, but yeah, they're all. But there are, like, the Los Angeles Valiant. They only have two Koreans on their team.
Wait a minute, what jersey am I buying? I know it's Big Goose.
Oh, that's the LA Gladiators.
LA Gladiators. So there's a Lucio Main.
Oh, have I actually shown you what that dude looks like?
No.
Just big, goofy white dude, and I love him.
Buy the jersey. I will spend $70 for a Big Goose jersey. You said Valiant?
You're so stupid.
No, Gladiators.
Gladiators on it.
Yeah, no, like, I like Big Goose. He's really fun to watch. The whole thing is fun to watch. Like, I don't know how many of you out there actually like watching esports and stuff like that or like getting into it, but this is definitely the easiest way I've seen so far.
I mean, in, like, terms of access to be able to watch it or, like, being able to follow it?
Desire to want to, just in general.
Yeah. I working here yesterday during birthday parties.
But either way, both.
Yeah, and I was, like, you mentioned it to me, and I said it's watching esports is really dumb to me. But I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And I watched about 30 minutes straight of just, like, just watching it. Of just being like, well, this is very interesting. I don't like this rabbit hole.
It might just be the old man in me, but, like, because the little bit that I was watching, granted, there wasn't sound, like, or the sound was really low, so I couldn't hear the commentators, but it was hard for me to tell what was going on because of how many times it jumped between players on opposing sides.
Yeah, the commentators make that a lot easier.
Right.
Because they're actually telling you what all is happening in the game, why it's happening. It makes it really easy. Yep, that's him. It makes it really easy to follow.
Looks like he's 12.
to follow what's going on, because like there's a lot of strategies that maybe people don't know about, a lot of reasons why people do things and how they're doing their setups. The commentary team they've got for it are phenomenal. Those guys are great.
Way better than Wrestle Kingdom 12.
The I like the because like the only esport I ever will like go out of my way to watch is like Evo or like fighting game stuff.
Oh yeah,
because those are just cool to watch, just to see like, oh, look at all these things that I will never be able to do.
That's what Overwatch League is for but me. Like, honestly, a little bit, yeah.
But and then like the commentary teams are also super impressive for the most part, because they're calling out what those combos are. Mm. Oh, forward back three into a jumping two with a back forward four. Like, it's just like, how can you tell that?
Yeah, they do the same
thing. If you're that good at knowing what the combos are, why aren't you just doing them?
Well, because like it's like hands, me with Smash Brothers.
Because my hands don't move like that.
Exactly. Like, whenever I play, like, I like to think that I'm pretty decent at Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what people are doing. Like, I can watch, like, Smash Brothers tournaments and the same thing. Like, you know, at Evo, they have Smash Brothers.
Right.
And I like watching those Smash Brothers tournaments, and I can tell what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know all the buttons they're pressing. But, like,
the speed and timing of them.
Yeah, my hands just, like, look at that. And they just, my hands tell me no.
They turn and just kind of, like,
yeah, they give me
they
the,
make the face and just shake.
Like, no, I don't know who you think you are, but no. I'm like, no, we got to practice. No.
You turn on your GameCube to, like, get at it, and it's just like, no.
That's adorable.
There's an extra prompt when you go to practice mode, and it's just, really?
Yeah, it's just like my hands. Like, how old do you think we are? Like, you should have started this 10 years ago, homie.
And be Korean.
Oh,
they're all like they're. It was an unfathomable number of them. Just like, I know they were like, what was it? Didn't they like win the?
Oh,
World
in Overwatch.
Cup?
Yeah, no, they won the World Cup. Yeah, no, in the Smash Brothers competitive league though is actually dominated by Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Good on us.
Koreans have, because like four of the big five, I think, are American. But, you know, Koreans definitely have us in StarCraft and Overwatch, though.
It's, all right, here's a reference we haven't done yet. It's like the 92 Dream Team in basketball. It's all American. No, it's all Korean in Overwatch. And they're so good. It's ridiculous. Like, it's one of those, like, and maybe it's because I'm not good at Overwatch. But I don't understand how somebody can be that good at the game, let alone there be that many great people at Overwatch, let alone be able to make 12 teams. Or yeah. How many? Eight, 12? Well,
they're 12.
And, there's 12 teams.
And part of it, too, that's, like, really, I think, would probably be pretty interesting to see is, like, having someone who is that good, because all of these players fit a role. So yeah. To have to find, like, five other people who you may not know very well and be able to coordinate and work with, like, work alongside of them is...
Yeah, because there's only
crazy impressive.
There's only one team out there that was a team before the league.
Which one?
Florida Mayhem, okay. I'm pretty sure, is the group. They're also the smallest team. They don't have any alternates. It's just the six of them. Because other teams have alternates. Though, like, teams like New York XL, one of their alternates is, like, the best McCree player ever.
You could get benched in Overwatch.
You can. And people do.
You should know that, Dalton. Keep that in mind.
It really is super interesting to watch. And they do games Wednesday through Saturday night. Yeah. 5 weeks at a time. Then they take off 2 weeks. And then they hit you with another 5 weeks.
So is it – when do they get into, like, the playoffs or
– the fifth week, I think. Well, the playoffs is after – I think it's five stages. Five stages of – in each of them, each stage is 5 weeks.
Okay.
And then you hit playoffs, I think is how it works. It's a little complicated.
Well, okay. That's going to be a lot of playoffs.
So, but this is going to be a long like yeah. season thing. Like, this is going to carry through into like next year potentially.
At least towards the end of this year.
Okay.
Because I mean, at the very least, you have five stages, 5 weeks with 2 weeks in between of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's over 6 months, right?
I mean, but it's something that they're investing in time-wise.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
this is,
for sure.
This isn't, like, just a, we're going to do this through, like, February.
Yeah. And opening day, just through the main Twitch stream, they had 350,000 concurrent viewers at any given time with, I think they said, like, 2.2 million throughout the night.
Wow.
Because they did, on the first night, they did three sets.
Mm-hmm.
They had six teams play on the first night. Well, they have six teams play every night. And, yeah, three matches. Each match is you do four matches for sure. If you need to, you go to a fifth for a tiebreaker. And apparently that's the way a lot of the placement stuff is set, by how many you win and strength of schedule and stuff like that.
Can't wait for an injury report. I've been holding that joke in for like 2 minutes.
Carpal tunnel's real, man.
That's true. That's true, it is.
Out 3 to 4 weeks. No, that's our season.
Yeah, Fleta goes out, Soul's done.
Tore his ACL. How? Stood up. Damn it.
But he could still play with the torn ACL, right?
No, his left side's completely screwed now. He can't flank. He can't do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, watching these people play just in general, like, it's really, really fun to watch because they basically, they do this thing that you do for fun, but really well.
So everything else in my life?
This is their job.
Mm-hmm.
Which at a certain point, like, it's one of those things.
Me.
Well, no, not even that at all. It's just that, like, at a certain point, when does that stop being fun? Because, like, it's the thing you think about. It's like, oh, they get paid to play Overwatch. Yeah, but think of how much Overwatch they have to play.
Oh, I think you're saying. I think you're talking about, like, when does it not be fun to watch? I'm like,
No. Like, when does it not be fun for them to actually be, like, a professional Overwatch player? Like, do you think they're going home after, like, a high stakes match
and like logging on arcade?
And going into arcade?
I mean, maybe. Or maybe they have a different hobby.
Do you have time for it?
I bet it's a Blizzard game. Do you think they're WoW players?
Blizzard just has them purchased.
I mean, they're all Korean. They're likely StarCraft players, too.
That's true.
Except for this
is all kind of veering, kind of racist.
A little bit, but at the same time.
But, like when there's that many of them.
Because they actually, like, South Korea was the first country
to ever
have.
What town are you from again?
South Korea was the first country to ever have, like, a channel devoted to esports.
Yeah.
Like, they have a channel for StarCraft.
No, yeah, it's undeniably bigger over there. Like, yes. Esports, StarCraft League, like, all of that, like, it is. It's just the...
Honestly, like...
the amount of times we're saying, yeah, all of the Koreans, like, it feels a little like,
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. That's probably the most polite stereotype ever, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's Korean. He's probably good at StarCraft. Oh, no, that's fair. Yeah. Ace has signaled one to us that I'm not going to repeat. Anyway, we're going to...
Thank you.
We're just going to move past it, though. Detective... Oh, yeah, the Overwatch League. I need to finish talking about that anyway. They actually have released, like, skins for all the teams, which is really cool. So you can actually go in and get... They give you one for free if you log in before, like, sometime... I think it's early February.
Yeah.
Then you get one skin for free, and you just get to pick whichever team you want on whichever character you want.
Who'd you pick?
I haven't picked anybody yet.
Okay. Houston Texans? Houston Outlaws? Damn it.
It's probably going to be the LA Valiant Zenyatta skin, but I don't know yet. Either way, so you can do that, support your team on whatever character you want. That's really, really neat. If you want to do more, they're $5 a piece, and that money, you can get which one you want as opposed to buying loot boxes.
Like $5 per skin? Like, so you get one skin for one character?
For $5.
Oh, no.
And that money goes to support that team.
But that's... I get what you... Because I thought it, too. And then I became okay with it.
No, I'm okay with it. Like, I'd like...
It's dangerous. It's fine. Problem.
Oh, I
like,
get, okay.
I mean, it's... It seems high. Is what my... Like, $5 for one? Mm-hmm. That seems...
Maybe. Look at
like
it. You
paid
$3 for a loot box. And that might have a skin in it.
That's fair.
You're paying $5 for the skin you want.
Remember, and you get to pick your team and your character.
I remember there was this one game. I paid $60 and I got all of it. GoldenEye. Yeah.
That was $50.
That was the one. Well, dang it. There goes my argument.
So anyway.
$5 for one. That just seems... And I get that's nothing compared to like what Marvel Heroes did. That's not even online anymore.
Right.
Like...
Yeah, no.
There are
$15 for a character.
There are worse examples, and Blizzard clearly is doing microtransactions the best.
And yeah. It's super smart because it's only in its first week. Like we've literally had like what 4 days of it so far.
Yeah, like we just finished the fourth week. Finished on Saturday.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where it's
or the fourth
first
night,
week
day first week first week finished on Saturday yeah. Fourth day. First
so
week.
I just what I did whenever because I've already picked mine. Mm-hmm. I picked my one. I picked the color scheme. I like actually it was the first team I saw, Houston Outlaws,
mm-hmm.
which probably is now my favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
Here they're not doing so hot, but
they're 0-2 currently.
They had to play the Dynasty, not fair, but that's like the best team.
Dynasty's 2-0.
Yeah, but I picked that one. Now, if I find out that I like another team, I can go buy that skin for $5 for Lucio or Mercy.
Right.
It's not a big deal for me, but it's one of those like, but if I want to support the New England Patriots, there is literally nothing I can buy for $5.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, what WWE merch can we get for $5.
That's fair.
You might be able to find like a keychain somewhere for $5.
If I'm lucky.
And it's the New England Patriots.
But yeah, so like it's not the most egregious thing I've ever
seen. And on top of that, even like looking at buying jerseys, buying legit NFL jerseys or something like that is going to cost you minimum $100.
Right.
For a good one.
For a good quality.
That said, how much is it going to cost to get an entire team? Like Mandy. Yeah. Mandy loves, what is the London?
London Spitfire.
Because it's blue and orange. It's her. Those are her colors.
She have already spent money on that.
Okay. So how much is it going to cost her if she wants the entire lineup?
Like if she wants all the characters?
She wants all the characters to have.
How many characters are there? Like 30 now, I think?
30 times 500.
But she wouldn't get them for every character.
No, I know. But there are some people who would.
Oh, yeah.
And good on Overwatch at that point.
Which I don't think there are 30 characters.
But, again, good on Overwatch.
No. I don't have a problem with it. It's good that you're spending that money and you get to choose. Because if it was spend $5 for a...
A Overwatch League loot box.
Exactly. That would be awful.
And I'm assuming the answer is you haven't seen any of them.
I've seen a couple of them.
But so it's one of those that I'm assuming that you're just, I'm getting a call. Sorry.
But anyway, yeah, there are 26 characters, so you do get to pick which ones you want. Mandy has gotten at least, I think, two of them. She may have bought more, but I'm pretty positive, though, that she's gotten them for her two mains, Mercy and D.Va.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I'll probably get mine for you can get two free ones currently if you subscribe to their newsletter.
I never got mine.
I haven't gotten mine either. A lot of people are saying that they might just wait for a minute to give them to you. I got my one free, but if you sign up for a newsletter, you get a second free character.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. So, my first one is probably going to go on Zenyatta because he's who I've been playing the most lately.
Lucio for life, even though I've been playing so much Mercy recently.
Yeah, I kind of get, like, I don't, support is not my main role, but that's the one I get pushed into most, because as a flex player, flex really means support.
You need to get good on a PC is what you're telling me, huh?
I would like more support players, yes. But, like, I mean, most of the time, like, lately I've been doing a lot of solo queue and competitive.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like,
I'm not playing PC competitive, buddy.
I go in.
You got me in quick play in arcade.
I go in and I fill. No, in quick play, I don't fill. I play what I want. It's quick play. I don't care if I win or lose.
Well, yeah, but if you're playing with me, it's only going to be quick play in arcade. Like, if Josh and Allen, I played with them, like, maybe once or twice, they will never get me to play competitive. For one, I'm not at level 25 yet. And two, I don't want to hate myself playing a video game.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I got life for that.
It's my thing where it's like, I'm the reason we're not doing great. And that just, the guilt... The all-consuming.
It's never the guilt. I get rage monstery over Overwatch. It's like that and Call of Duty are the games that I just really start hating life.
Well, like, I do that these days. I will get ragey in Call of Duty sometimes, like if it's just a particularly bad...
But I'm the when worst we're
getting
Call of Duty
when we're
player.
Getting blown out of the water and it's just
not,
stupid.
And it just becomes not even fun to play.
Right.
I get a little bit ragey. But in Overwatch, like if I lose whenever I play competitive Overwatch, that's when I get kind of ragey. It's not great.
Dalton, watch this. I can make Jesse salty by saying one word.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I know it.
War.
Oh.
I thought that'd do it.
Oh, that's two words. I was going to say diamond snipers.
That'll also do it.
Awesome. No, just the war mode in general.
Yeah, the
war
mode. That one definitely, because I wasn't even having fun. Like, I wasn't even having a little bit of fun. That was just, I hate any game that makes you do that.
So it's just the throw.
Run and
as
die.
Many, yeah.
Yeah.
Try to
them with our dead.
Overload the killbot's preset kill limit.
Exactly. Yeah, I hate any game mode that does that.
Yeah.
It's just not fun to me. Mm-hmm. I understand it's the point. That's fine.
I'd rather be doing something else.
Yeah, then the point
has
missed
works.
Me. So, yeah, it did work. It did work.
I'm
just
so
thinking
sorry.
About that mode.
Jesse, Deadpool 2 comes out 3 weeks sooner.
I know. Detective Pikachu. That's something else that's fun. We didn't know if that was coming to North America. We do now. It's happening.
Which you kind of had to think it would, like, knowing that, you know, Ryan Reynolds was cast as the voice actor for the American version of the movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a pretty good sign, but it's now official.
Right, because for a while it was not.
Because it's coming to the 3DS, which I like how Nintendo says that, how it's coming to the 3DS family of consoles.
Yeah.
Because they have a billion of them.
Yes.
It's getting a special edition 3DS.
Yes.
And a amiibo.
And I think we're trying to keep that information hidden from Lindsay, so...
Well, she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, I was about to say, so it's a good thing she isn't here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because she just got that super sweet Pokeball 2DS XL.
Yep.
And here comes a Pikachu one.
So I've been using Amiibos in the store on my Switch. I'm not going to get into Amiibos.
Are you telling us or are you telling yourself?
I'm having it on record so that way you guys can shame me publicly on air.
When also, you do?
Yeah.
All right. Tune in next week, folks.
For when we shame Dalton for buying the Zelda collection.
Because the Nintendo, they
I found one on eBay for it. It was only $150.
Oh.
But it was the whole wave.
No, again, you've seen me in WWE toys.
Yeah, but this actually gives you something you can use in-game, in the game that you have been playing nonstop. Yeah, look away from me. That is the correct. You look, guys... look to Jesse. That's safe.
No, I'm looking at the game rules. No food or drink. No, so.
So all right, no, guys, we got to move past it, though.
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm already calling my game of the year 2018.
Oh, Zelda?
Yeah, Zelda Breath of the Wild is going to be 2018 game of the year for me.
So now we got 10 minutes left to talk about the Direct.
Yay. Oh,
stupid Overwatch.
You're right. Stupid Overwatch. Mario Tennis Aces.
Yes.
Or Aces Mario Tennis.
Gimme. The Wii U one was garbage. Fix it. I believe in you.
I think they can do it.
The Switch is wonderful. You seem like you care. Fix it. You already told us we're getting a story mode. Fix it.
Yep. That's one thing that I'm kind of excited about because I remember having so much fun with Mario Tennis on the N64 and the GameCube.
Because they're going to give us Mario Tennis and they're going to be like, hey, that sold a lot. Let's make Mario Golf.
Oh, Mario Golf.
Give it.
That was a good time.
Give it.
And we're getting Dark Souls 1 that's being remastered. Well, it's coming on the Switch.
You and Shannon are getting Dark Souls 1. Hunter might be getting Dark Souls 1.
We're getting another game we're going to talk about.
I'm getting Mario Tennis Aces.
Same.
Okay, well, the Switch is getting it, as well as the Xbox One, the PS4, and it's coming to PC. It'll be a completely remastered version of the first Dark Souls. We're also getting Donkey Kong Country Freeze is getting ported to the Switch.
It was
with
so good.
Funky mode.
Yeah, I wanted to say it.
Yeah, but you didn't.
It's because he started talking. I didn't want to talk over anybody. I got yelled at for doing that before. So
only when you kept doing it.
Which is why I stopped doing it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm excited. I'm super excited for this. It's legitimately one of the best 2D platformers ever. And it was trapped on the Wii U.
I have it on my Wii U. I got a digital version of it for free. Or maybe it's on my 3DS. I don't remember which. Either way, I have a version of it, and I still haven't played it.
It's so good.
I think it was on the Wii U because I just haven't played. I have so much trouble putting up the Wii U and just dealing with it. Because I've also got Pikmin Digital and Wind Waker, and I haven't played any of them. Well, okay, I've played all of them, but I haven't beaten any of them.
Right.
So, yeah, either way, I really, really approve of this trend that Nintendo is starting where they are porting everything that was good on the Wii U to the Switch.
Now we just need Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker, which we're not going to get. That'll be its own thing. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it'll be the same thing with Smash. I would love for Smash Wii U to just get ported over, like sooner, but I think we're going to have to wait a while and then get a full-on sequel.
That's what I'm thinking too, but at the same time, I would, because they've talked about before that they wanted that to be the last Smash Brothers game they ever made.
Really?
Though, yeah.
Why? Because Nintendo hates money. I answered my own question. I'm sorry.
It's actually the creator is the one that doesn't like
it. Oh, yeah, because he got mad that people were turning it into super competitive.
With Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got really upset that people made it competitive, made that very, very clear with Brawl by throwing in mechanics to make it specifically not competitive.
What mechanic did they throw in there, Jesse?
You know what mechanic it was. It was tripping. anyway. Then they fixed that with the Wii U version. They actually put in a lot of competitive-friendly modes because they understood that that's the future of gaming.
Right.
Like, people play competitively. It's how games work. So I feel like they probably will port Smash 4 to the Switch, but at the same time, I could absolutely see them doing what you're saying is waiting for another whole Super Smash Brothers game. They may even re-release it like they're doing with some of the other games with extra characters.
Like, and do the deluxe, like Super Smash Brothers Deluxe.
Yep.
And then include all the DLC and stuff.
Yeah, it includes all the DLC plus more.
Right.
Because that's what Mario Kart 8 did.
I think I can't remember who was talking about it, but someone mentioned like they could easily do it with between the DLC and then the 3DS version because it also had like different maps and characters.
Yeah.
So if you just bundled both of those.
It didn't have different characters,
Didn't have Ice Climbers that wasn't on?
No, that wasn't on the 3DS.
Okay.
Ice Climbers, they had the same character roster on both.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a
point that they wanted.
But it had like, but it had like different maps, I think.
Yes, it did have different levels.
So you could do so, like you could bring the stuff from the 3DS version on top of all the DLC stuff and just bundle that all into one collection.
Like a Hyrule Warriors kind of thing.
Yep, because that's what they did. Hyrule Warriors is another one of the games that was on the Wii U. Great title that was kind of trapped there that I missed completely, and I'm really excited to try it out on the Switch in the Definitive Edition, which includes all of the DLC, again, plus more.
Oh, yeah, because I have the 3DS character.
Yep. And it's getting Breath of the Wild stuff.
Yep, you get the Breath of the Wild skins for Link and Zelda.
So just give me Super Mario 3D World and give me Mario Maker, which I would... It's like I said in the group chat, I'm not 100% sure how that would work one screen, because that was the best thing that the Wii U gimmick had was Mario Maker.
Oh, you could do it on the screen.
Because you build it on the screen, and then it shows up on the, and then you play it on the TV. Like, I mean, you could do it on the single screen, like with the Switch.
Because they made it with a 3D.
But it'll be harder to do with the Switch docked. Like, it'd be super easy to do Switch handheld.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, that is the one downside. Like, when the Switch is docked, Mario Maker becomes significantly harder to play.
Right.
At least to build levels.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess, I mean, they could make that the part of it. Like, to build levels, you just got to take it out of the dock. Not like that's a super hard thing to do.
Right.
I figured that out working today.
I love this thing. I was so wrong, Nintendo. You got me.
Welcome.
You're right.
You've been expected. so anyway, we're also getting a whole new Kirby game in Kirby Star Allies.
Actually looked really cool.
Yeah, it did.
Like, I kind of, like, I'm...
I love me some 2D Kirby.
See, I've never been... It's that thing where I don't know that much about it. So, like, with the... SNES Mini and the Kirby All-Star Pack. Going into that, I'm like, I don't understand what any of this is happening. I don't understand what I'm doing. I can't figure it out. I'm too stupid for this. This game made for children. It's fun, and I want to figure it out, but, like, watching this, I'm on board. Like, making friends, combining ally powers with, like, a power you absorb. Just...
No, it sounded super neat in the paint mode and all this other stuff. Yeah. No, it sounds super cool, and I am really excited to try it out. And then we're also getting The World Ends With You Final Remix. This was a, if you guys haven't heard of this, it was a game released on the Nintendo DS back in like 08, and it was super popular. It's a Square Enix game. It's a little bit of a rhythm game from my understanding. I never actually played it. I know my friend Stephanie used to be on the show, old Stephanie Moose. She never liked last names. She got super into World Ends With You, and she was actually talking to me about this. This might be her, the final, like, straw for her to finally
get a Switch.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. It looks really, really neat. They added a bunch of new stuff, and I have always wanted to play this game, but I love having my 3DS. There are only very specific kinds of games I can play on it.
I'm about to get rid of mine. Like, the second they announce they're doing a Pokemon game on the Switch, like, the second I see a screenshot for it, I'll just be, like, done.
Yeah, we're getting a new Zelda game on the 3DS, though.
I got a Zelda game.
We're getting another one.
I completely understand and I get what you're saying, but I got one.
But there's another one. we're also getting a new mode in Mario Odyssey that looked kind of neat. I still haven't played Mario Odyssey, which I know is a crime, but
I just started it
because I've heard it's super fun, and I do want to play it at some point. But yeah, they're adding a new mode where you can like
Luigi's, like, balloon hunt.
Yes, you can plant a balloon in different levels, and you can set, like, records by finding it quicker than anybody else, that kind of thing. And the harder your balloon is to find, like, the better you are at hiding that.
Because you can hide a balloon somewhere on the level, and other people online who have Mario Odyssey can then try to find your balloon.
Yes.
While there is also a mode where you can hunt for other people's balloons.
Yep. And it's like a time trial with an objective is what they were saying.
And the amount of, like, weird nooks and crannies and crazy jumps and combos that you can do to get places. This will be super cool to see on YouTube for me.
Yeah, this is
Near good enough at Mario to try to hunt down any of these crazy...
This is going to be a lot like Mario Maker was for me, where I see these GIFs and clips of these super ludicrous, hard levels that people are just nailing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, that was super fun to watch. I could never do it, and I don't plan on trying.
Right.
And yeah, that'll be a lot of those clips for some of those harder-to-find balloons in Mario Odyssey. But anyway, yeah, so we're getting that. We're also getting a version of Payday 2 is going to hit the Switch.
Don't buy this game. Like, it's cool. Like, the idea is cool. The publisher is garbage. They release broken content and flat out say, we're never going to fix this. Sucks to suck.
That happened with the PS4 and Xbox One version of the title.
Yep.
For those of you unfamiliar with that whole controversy, I wish we had more time to really go into it, but yeah, no, it's pretty ugly.
I can't believe they're making another console version.
I can't either. I would not trust this game, given their recent releases. However, it does, like, the gameplay itself is really fun, especially with a group of people, and they're adding a new character for it, and it really bums me out that it's probably going to be awful because the new character even looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
A character by the name of Joy, she has this cool LED mask. The masks were the coolest part of Payday. Okay, never mind, the heists were super fun too, but the masks were neat.
Yeah.
And yeah, you get an LED light-up mask with this new character, and she's a hacker. It sounds neat. Again, wait. Absolutely don't pre-order this game.
No.
See how it goes, because the history ain't great.
And that's not even counting the whole, like, hey, we're going to do flat-out pay-to-win, like, unabashedly so.
Yeah.
It's like actual gameplay mechanics are very broken still.
It started out so good.
Yeah.
If they give me, a vanilla version of Payday 2 on the Switch with that new character, yes, please. Yes. But they won't.
No.
They're going to give me the redone version with all these terrible mechanics. It's very sad. If you guys can find a version of the 360 out there and just play that sucker offline, that's good times. Or a PS3 version without all the updates and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun.
Shame.
It's a real shame. It's a real shame. Pay your specs, boys.
Press F.
All right. That's going to do it for us, guys. Thank you for joining us this week. We're going to see you guys back here on Tuesday with it's Mr. 100, right?
Yep.
Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man. Then, of course, PWU, PZ85 After Dark, and then back to here for Nerd Up. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/podzilla1985, and also on Patreon. Patreon.com/podzilla1985. Thanks again for tuning in. See you guys next time.